This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A newly published study by Informa Agribusiness, prepared on behalf of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, quantifies the potential damage to U.S. dairy farmers and the broader industry if the European Union system of geographical indications is applied globally. Based on other instances of GI implementation within the EU and trade agreements that included GIs, the study found that the consumers would face higher prices for the same cheese imported from abroad, and U.S.-produced cheese would suffer from having to rebrand. Farm Bureau welcomes the Senate's confirmation of Andrew Wheeler as EPA Administrator, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. Mr. Wheeler knows firsthand the impact EPA policies have on America's economy from his previous work in the private sector and as Chief of Staff of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. The U.S. government needs more people like him. Farm Bureau looks forward to continuing to work with Mr. Wheeler and his staff on issues critical to farmers and ranchers. Access to affordable and reliable broadband is critical to modern agricultural practices and the quality of life for rural Americans. Technological advances are relying more and more on connectivity, which makes it increasingly imperative to close the digital divide between rural and urban areas of America. According to the FCC's 2018 Broadband Deployment Report, 24 million rural Americans still lack adequate access to broadband. Additionally, 29% of farmers do not have internet access, making it nearly impossible to use technologically advanced, efficient, economical, and environmentally responsible farming tools and techniques. Access to broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. Recently, the administration published the American Broadband Initiative Milestones Report, which highlights the major government initiatives for deploying broadband infrastructure and bringing e-connectivity to rural populations. The recommendations are centered around e-connectivity, quality of life, rural workforce, technology, and economic development. The recommendations focus primarily on strengthening current programs by streamlining federal permitting processes and maximizing the impact of federal funding streams. Several Keystone State newspapers published an op-ed by Pennsylvania Farm Bureau President Rick Ebert on why the organization supports the new clean water rule proposed by the federal government. Ebert wrote, "The new proposal has been drafted to replace a flawed rule that was momentarily put in place in 2015. That rule was immediately challenged in the courts because of its vague, broad, and confusing provisions that provided unprecedented authority for government agencies to regulate land use. After a variety of court decisions, the rule has been struck down in 28 states and has never been implemented. Farmers want clean water and clear rules," Ebert noted, "which is why they are encouraged by the new rule proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers." He added that farmers across Pennsylvania and the United States are committed to protecting America's waterways and drinking water. "The new clean water rule should provide us with the regulatory certainty we need to farm confidently and ensure that we are implementing practices to protect our natural resources." Op-eds by several other state Farm Bureau presidents on the new clean water rule, including those in Arizona, Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Utah, were also recently published. A timely implementation and sign-up process for key risk management programs, such as the new dairy margin coverage and the revamped agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, should be at the top of the to-do list as the Agriculture Department moves forward with the 2018 Farm Bill, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Many farmers and ranchers find themselves in a difficult financial position, and specifically, in the case of dairy, need timely risk management protection from DMC to meet short-term cash flow needs. We urge the Agriculture Department to quickly post the benefits of DMC program participation so that in advance of the enrollment process and ultimately the program payments, dairy farmers may work with their creditors on short-term financing needs. Farm Bureau said in a recent comment submitted as part of USDA's 2018 Farm Bill implementation listening session. The group cautioned that delays could put some dairy farmers out of business. The Illinois Department of Agriculture announced it will require special local needs labels, including new restrictions for the use of the herbicide dicamba on soybeans in Illinois for the 2019 growing season. Dicamba is primarily used on soybeans to control post-emergence broadleaf weeds. On February 15th, IDOA notified the manufacturers of the three dicamba-containing products approved for over-the-top application to dicamba-tolerant soybeans that additional application restrictions will be required for the 2019 growing season. The affected formulations of dicamba are Ingenia by BASF, Extendamax with Vapor Grip Technology by Bayer, and Fexapan plus Vapor Grip Technology by DuPont Corteva. Additional restrictions beyond federally approved labels are the implementation of a cutoff date of June 30, 2019 for application to DT soybeans, prohibiting application when the wind is blowing toward adjacent residential areas, required consultation of the Field Watch Sensitive Crop Registry before application, as well as compliance with all associated record-keeping label requirements, maintaining the label-specified downwind buffer between the last treated row and the nearest downfield edge of any Illinois Nature Preserves Commission site. Recommendation to apply product when the wind is blowing away from sensitive areas, which include but are not limited to bodies of water and non-residential uncultivated areas that may harbor sensitive plant species. The intent of these additional restrictions is to reduce the potential for off-target movement of these products, thereby reducing the potential for possible adverse impacts to dicamba-sensitive crops and areas. The decision to pursue state-specific special local needs labels was made in response to the record number of misuse complaints IDOA received during the past 2 years. In 2017, IDOA received 430 total complaints, 246 of which were related to the use of dicamba on soybeans. Those numbers rose to 546 total complaints, including 330 dicamba-related complaints in calendar year 2018. Prior to the 2017 introduction of these new formulations of dicamba for use on tolerant soybean varieties, total pesticide misuse complaints averaged 110 per year from 1989 to 2016. Because of this significant increase in alleged pesticide misuse complaints, IDOA reviewed SLNs currently in place in order in other soybean production states and worked with several Illinois stakeholder organizations before making the decision to require state-specific labels for Illinois. The three product registrants, BASF, Bayer, and DuPont Corteva, have each submitted formal SLN labels for their respective dicamba-containing products to IDOA, which include the additional restrictions noted above. IDOA has submitted the resulting 24C registration packages for each product to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The SLN labels will be distributed in addition to the already federally approved labels with all Ingenia, Extendamax, and Fexapan products sold for use in the state of Illinois for the 2019 growing season. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2018-19 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers these scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 22nd. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.